He's been voted out of office. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the progressive district attorney in San Francisco.
People are angry. They're frustrated.
But Chesa Boudin blames right-wing billionaires for an expensive campaign to recall him.
Boudin will officially be removed from office 10 days after the city's Board of Supervisors formally accepts the results. But this vote comes as San Francisco deals with a surge in violent crime. Murders and shootings have soared since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and property crimes like burglary and shoplifting are also up.
Fox's Brooke Singman, a new DA, will be appointed by San Francisco's mayor. Then voters will elect a new one in November. In Los Angeles, there will be a November runoff for mayor. Billionaire developer Rick Caruso and Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass will face off after finishing first and second in the voting. There's a gun violence hearing this morning in Congress, the day after an actor made a plea for change at the White House. Fox's Jared Halpern was there.
Meeting here with President Biden and lawmakers on Capitol Hill, actor Matthew McConaughey challenged the nation's leaders to set an example.
We can't truly be leaders if we're only living for re-election.
McConaughey grew emotional speaking in the White House briefing room about his visit to his hometown of Uvalde, Texas, after last month's elementary school shooting left 19 children dead.
Two teachers were also murdered in that school. A fourth grade survivor will testify at today's House hearing. A fourth COVID vaccine may be coming for American adults.
Advisors to the FDA backing a more traditional shot as the latest weapon in the fight against COVID-19. The protein shot from Novavax is currently available in Australia, parts of Europe, and multiple other countries, but the FDA needs to finish combing through data before deciding whether to grant an emergency use authorization.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, the CDC also has to authorize that Novavax two-dose vaccine. We're paying even more at the gas pump today. Regular's up almost 4 more cents. AAA's national average, a record high, $4.95 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will go to California today to meet with other regional leaders at a summit for the Americas. Migration will be one of the topics amid a surge of immigrants coming to the U.S. illegally since he took office, with a new caravan making its way here from Mexico.
The organizer of the latest caravan told Fox's Griff Jenkins the group is about 12,000 strong and that Mexico's authorizing temporary work permits so the migrants, many of them from Venezuela, can move about freely. The mayor of McAllen, Texas, Javier Villalobos, told Jenkins they are very concerned, especially about COVID.
We don't know whether these new people are vaccinated or not. So our community is doing pretty good right now. We want to keep it that way.
The migrants began walking from Tapachula and timed the caravan with the Summit of the Americas, which President Biden is hosting in Los Angeles this week. Some of the migrants have said they want to bring attention to Title 42, the COVID-related health policy that has kept many migrants out of the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine, and it's claiming to have taken control of 97% of one of the two provinces that make up the Donbass region in the eastern part of Ukraine. On Wall Street, stock futures are down. Overseas markets mixed after yesterday's big gains. The Dow rose 264 points. The Nasdaq gained 113. On the ice.
Cross ice to Bogosian. Moving to the net. Stick handle was Bogosian. Rebound. They score. Pat Maroon.
Call courtesy of Sportsnet. Pat Maroon with the tip-in to get the scoring going for the Tampa Bay Lightning Tuesday as they go on to defeat the New York Rangers 4-1 and even the Eastern Conference Finals up at two games apiece. Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, and Andre Palat find in the back of the net as well, while Andre Vasilevsky provided 33 saves in that equalizer for the reigning Stanley Cup champions. The East Final now heads back to New York for Game 5 on Thursday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In baseball, the Los Angeles Angels lost their 13th straight game, beaten by Boston, hours after the Angels fired manager Joe Maddon. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.